Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie, on the site at starspsychics.com. And I've got my panel here, like I do every week. I'm going to give you their stars name, but they're going to go by first names tonight, as they do always. I have Stars Maya, I have Stars Dragon Spirit, and I have Stars James with us. And in the chat room right at the moment, I have Star Psychic Priestess Candy, as we know, kind of womans the set over there. She handles all of our promotion and all of that, and we always have to thank her, of course. So without any more talking on my end, I'm going to give it to you, Maya, and let's get started.
Okay, great, great. Thank you, Natalie. And, of course, welcome, everyone. We're so glad that you've joined us. If it is your first time listening, sit back. I really am excited about the topic, and I hope that you find it interesting, if nothing else. And we would love to hear from you, and we welcome you if you've listened before, if you've tuned in before. You can always go to the site, starpsychics.com, and listen to prior broadcasts if you like. But we'd love to hear from you, so please don't hesitate to call in, whether you agree or disagree, whatever your belief system may be. The number, just as a reminder, is 347-838-9736. And tonight we're going to be talking about do they walk among us. So I'm going to give a quick definition, and I also want to acknowledge all those in the chat room. We have experts and visitors in the chat room. And we really appreciate the support from all the experts that work the chat room and run it and help us. It's a team effort, so kudos to them for everything that they do. They work very, very hard. Okay, so I'm going to start just a little bit by defining and also letting you know that we're just sharing our beliefs and that there's no right or wrong. If something resonates with you, that's great. And if you think it's hogwash or you have a completely different ideology or philosophy or belief, that's fine too. And either way, but you know, just know we still would love to hear from you. We've had some callers and we've really enjoyed hearing what our audience has to say. So for me, when I start out by saying, do they walk among us? I believe that yes, they do. And I will get into more detail as we move along, but I believe that when I'm referring to do they walk among us, I believe that they have DNA or they come from another planet, but they, in appearance, physically, they could be a neighbor or a boss. It could be someone that, for all appearances, pretty much look and act and behave in a human way. Like, I've had a personal experience, and maybe you have, there's a listener out there that's had an experience that, didn't quite know, couldn't put your finger on it, but something felt different. So for me, I had what I would call an encounter with someone that looked like a human, but there was just a few little things that were different. One is the way that they spoke. And so I feel that there are people here that are not all human DNA, so they're not humans in the way that I am or the way that perhaps the listeners are. They're a little bit different, and they have different agendas, and I feel there's perhaps a mix. In other words, I feel that there is some that are among us that are here to enrich, help our vibration, our connectedness, our universal energy. But then I also feel that there is those that walk among us that are here for purposes that maybe aren't to them. Maybe they feel it's for our good, but I don't necessarily see it that way. So I kind of would use the analogy of, you know, we put animals in the zoo, and we may feel that we're helping. And in some instances, if the animal is injured or unable to be released in the wild, that may very well be true. But then there are other animals where I'm not so sure that we're serving their highest and good by having them in a cage versus like an African lion being caged or in a small area versus being out in the wild. So that's just kind of a brief overview. Again, it's just my belief. And with that, we have, since we have James and Cheyenne, we'll break it up by putting James in between us two females. So, James, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Yes, this is James, and just want to welcome everybody to the show. Thank you for listening. And, I don't have a lot. I'm going to be very brief in my brief little intro here, and hopefully I'll be able to build on some of the things that other people have said, because personally I don't feel, at least from my own perspective, that there is enough empirical evidence out there to prove that, you know, aliens walk among us. I have never had a personal experience. I appreciate that other people have, I certainly appreciate your experience. But, you know, even your explanation of it, and I hope you go into it a little bit more, but it seems kind of vague to me. So I don't, you know, I personally do not necessarily believe that aliens walk among us as, you know, as our co-humans or cohabitants of this planet, but they're from, you know, an extraterrestrial source. Part of the reason why I really don't believe it is I don't necessarily understand why they would have the need to hide their identities from us. And I think that that is one of the biggest things. It's like, well, you know, what purpose does it serve? Unless they're, you had mentioned that some of them are helping, working as a catalyst for our evolutionary purpose or some sort of purpose for us. Some of them are not. And I could understand if they had a totally self-serving purpose that, you know, that would make sense that they would want to hide their identities and, you know, that there would be kind of a conspiracy around that. But personally, I just feel like there's not enough empirical evidence that I have seen other than reading people's stories that really proves the existence that they do walk among us. And I guess with that I'll pass, because I mean I have other things that I had written down that I wanted to talk about, but I think that it's gonna the conversation is gonna evolve as we go. So I'm gonna go ahead and pass it to Cheyenne for right now.
Okay, thanks, James. And as usual, thanks to everybody that comes and listens. There's a few things that I have to say. I'm going to try to keep it short in the beginning. First off, I do believe that there are other beings. I'm going to say beings instead of aliens. Beings that do walk around us and in us. This is something that I studied for years, the DNA strands and so forth and so on. There's been a lot of information out there for the last 20 years, especially different things in our DNA strands began mutating, and they couldn't explain all of it. And then all of a sudden there were, you know, scientists that came in and said, well, the helices that we normally have for our DNA are doubled and tripled, and now they're expecting it to go to 12 helices because of this mutation going on. Insofar as I think we're known as, from the things that I've studied and the knowledge that I've gained, that we are the problem solvers for others. In other words, most of these races, and there's been several that have been documented that have come, we are the problem solvers for them. They don't understand and don't have what we have to work with, so to speak. So, you know, they have an issue. We're the ones in the classroom and showing them how to do it. That's only my opinion. Back in 2007, DNA was discovered, alien DNA was discovered in the human strands. And I'd have to say between 2005 and 2007, all of a sudden, all this information started coming out. And in other countries, it had started coming out even sooner than us here in the United States. I'm trying to think here, try to just keep it short. If anything, just look at the advances we've made in knowledge, in technology, in these time frames. I mean, we went from nothing, so to speak, and sawing wood and doing this and doing that, and look at how fast everything has grown technology-wise. I don't think we did that by ourselves. I think that had to come from someplace else. The majority of the human DNA, when it was first reported, it was reported that most of the DNA within us was called off-world DNA, and that's the way that it was put in. It was written by John Stokes. It was a very popular experiment that he had come out with and had finally made it public to other people. One other thing that I like is the 2007 Michael Krasin, who came out with Genetic Manipulation book. I've always believed that there has always been some part of another race within us. I mean, if we're all here and we all, you know, have become interracial and so forth and so on, then why is it so hard to believe that a genetic from another race that we're not aware of would become part of our genetics? I think I'd mentioned once before, I'm very much an advocate of a series of books. It's called The Explorer Race, and it has a lot of books in it and a lot of information in it. And really, for myself, it was the first series of books that I read that was, I would say, 85% exactly what I had felt and intuitively had known. And as you said, James, there's a lot of books. There's a lot of different things out there. And people can investigate all different sorts of ways now with the Internet and everything else. I myself had an experience with a walk-in. And when that happened for me, that was my confirmation on things that I had been experiencing and things that I had believed in. But again, I think just as we are interraced, why isn't there any more? Why isn't there another type of race that maybe we're not familiar with, you know, that's built into our DNA? So with that, I'll give it back to you, Maya.
Well, thank you, Cheyenne. I absolutely loved what you said about the technology, because I didn't mention that, and I think that is a definitely a focal point. And I support that, and that really resonates with me, that the advancements that we have made have not come from just our, you know, if we're looking at just straight human DNA, just to simplify things for perhaps our listeners. I don't feel that we have just as just, you know, plain human DNA or plain humans. I hate to use the word plain. But you get the drift of what I'm saying. I so support what you're saying. I firmly believe that these major advances that have been made are because we have these, and I want to address what James said as well, but I just wanted you to know that I think that is a key point that you brought up, and that's something that I follow, if you will, and I pay attention to, because it is something that my guides have always shared with me, that was the case, that and that as we move into these next 20 to 40 years, there's going to be a lot more inner involvement, and there's going to be, you know, like if we look back, if we want to use the analogy of ancestry, where, you know, at some point we all come from the same place. That is kind of the feeling that I'm shown for the future. Now, James, I want you to know that I appreciate where you're coming from, and that, you know, I believe that we all validate what you know, is true for ourselves and our experiences. And I think that you had some really good questions, and I'm sure some of the listeners are thinking the same thing. And so what I'd like to do is address a couple of those, go a little bit further, again, just with my beliefs. Like one thing that I believe you said, and correct me I know I'm paraphrasing, but correct me if I am not saying right. But one of the questions you had, let's say, for example, the DNA or another term that I use is a shapeshifter, so that they appear to us as a human being. In other words, you know, they look like a human. They don't look like a zebra or a tiger or a monkey. So that's the difference. And you had asked, okay, so the ones that are here for a positive reason, I believe that you asked, what is their reason for hiding? Why would they not just pretty much announce, right? Your question was, what is the reason? Okay, so let me address that, what I have come to accept as my belief system. I think there's several reasons. One is because the way that humans as a society and universally, because we are programmed, if you will, to believe, you know, inside this box, it could create so much chaos if they were to come forward. And if you look back on how we are, like we had, you know, we had the topic about Bigfoot. So, for example, let's say that there indeed did exist. There was proof that this person that looked human to us actually was from another planet and had the ability to transport themselves at will back and forth, kind of like the Star Trek thing. Well, if they were to announce and it were to be known, just like if we were to see Bigfoot, what's the first thing that the majority of humans do? Capture and study. So that, to me, is part of the reason why they're kind of incognito. I feel that they, if we're looking at what I feel are the positive ones, I feel like they are trying to blend in so that they can learn how we work as a society. And I feel that for a lot of the aliens, those from other worlds, other solar systems, other planets, I think one of their most difficult aspects in accepting about humans is our emotional affect, our expression of emotion, our emotional attachments to things. I feel that I don't want to use the word cold, but they're just a little bit, to me, they see things a little bit more in logic, and they don't get quite as emotional. They're not quite as sensitive. So I think that plays into it. And they're learning about us, and the best way to learn about something is to walk among it and to be like it, to act like it. I don't know if any of you are familiar with, I wish I could think of his last name, but Timothy, unfortunately it ended in tragedy, but he lived among the bears, and he portrayed himself, and he took on the characteristics as well as he could, being a human being, as a bear. So I feel that's part of it. And I feel that the other side to the positive one is that they are gathering information, and then they perhaps retreat and regroup at their home base or their home planet, and they share that information. And then, as Cheyenne brought up, they look for ways to infiltrate. So, for example, an engineer or a scientist or a chemical engineer or someone, our geneticist, someone like that becomes planted, if you will, and is able to, you know, pass along information, technological information, without raising suspicion, because they just seem like they're very brilliant. You know, they look like humans. So I think there's really numerous reasons why they don't come forward, because of the chaos that it would create and the fear. I believe that if a ship, for example, did land and 1,000 came out, even if they looked like us, I think it would create such chaos. And I do want to mention that my guides, too, have told me on many occasions, especially in the last probably about 12 years, that there are a lot of these, they call them that they're being planted. That's the word that they use. So in other words, to me, they're transported, although some of them are now being born, because I do feel there's a mixing of the DNA. I do feel that there is an exchange going on so that we're actually giving birth to those that are not 100% human DNA but carry DNA from other planets, but that the government is involved. And I'm a little undecided on whether the government's how aware they are of what's going on, but my feeling is that they are aware. And so some of the government, some of the highest agencies that run the bigger nations, you know, the larger countries, are, I believe that they're melded into that community or that society. So with that, James, what would you like to make any comments, or what would you retort with?
Sure. You know, and I'm kind of playing the devil's advocate here. One thing I want to say is I'm not totally close to the idea. You know, I live my life trying to be as open to the possibility of whatever, because I really don't know. The older I get and the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know, you know. And so that definitely plays a role here. But I am going to, because I'm the only one that doesn't, you know, believe that they are among us, I'm going to play the devil's advocate a little bit here. So I'm going to bring up a few things. One would be, you know, if they have the technological advances to get here, I'm not sure why. Like, again, I don't understand why they would want to keep themselves, especially if they have good intentions, why they would want to keep themselves hidden from us, because they would, you know, if they have that much technology, they would be able to effectively communicate in such a way that, you know, they wouldn't really have fear of us capturing them. I mean, they're far, if interstellar travel, just the idea of interstellar travel, I mean, we're nowhere near that as humans. So if we're talking about a race of beings that have the capability of that, they are very far advanced technologically than we are. So they really don't have fear when it comes to, or they I would imagine that they wouldn't have fear when it comes to, you know, are we going to capture them? Are we going to dissect them? All of that stuff. And then they would, you know, if they're here already and they have the ability to communicate with us, like if they're already infiltrating into our societal systems, they have the ability to effectively communicate. I am sure they understand how their own biology works, how their own, you know, all of that stuff. So they would be able to pass that knowledge onto us and that understanding onto us if that were a question, so that we wouldn't really even have to capture them. I mean, they would be able to effectively communicate to us, hey, you know, this is where we're from, this is what we do. And, you know, so again, I mean, it kind of goes back to, I don't really see a purpose unless they have a nefarious quality about them, like they're really not here for our gain, or they're really not even just here to kind of figure out what's going on. That's really the only way I could see them not wanting to reveal to us that they're actually there, because it would actually answer a lot of questions for humanity as well. Yeah, I mean, there would certainly be fear, especially with, you know, a lot of the religions out there that do not, you know, kind of align themselves with extraterrestrial an ideology that kind of accepts that. I mean, there would certainly be fear. You know, just knowing that a being has the ability for interstellar travel, I mean, most physicists on the Earth would probably shudder at that, just for the very fact that they would have that technology, what they could do if they wanted to. So, yeah, there is a dimension of fear, but if they have no ill will against humanity, I really don't understand why they wouldn't just come out and say, hey, we're here, and, you know, this is why we're here. We're kind of intrigued by you, you know, and your little planet. And, you know, it just, to me, they would be so far advanced, you know, intellectually than us, that it would kind of be like us, you know, the way that we research certain lower species of animals. That would be the difference in the technology, just to have that advanced technology. And then, you know, when it comes to, I know that Nibiru, is that what it's called? I think it's Nibiru, that aliens were a catalyst to our evolution so that we could become slaves, or there are other theories, but I mean that's the biggest theory. So do you both kind of, I'm getting that you believe that there is an evolutionary quality to what they're here for, like they are here to change our DNA and to help advance us in some way. So I guess I would ask that, like, you know, are they here for, as a catalyst to our own evolution, and for what ends? I mean, is it ultimately for slavery, or is it because one theory I've heard is they've messed up their own DNA so much that they're trying to, infiltrate our DNA, or trying to get our DNA so that they can use that to work for them in some ways. Let me see. I had a few other questions too. I mean, let me look at my notes here. Let's see. You know, I guess that's enough for right now. I'm sure we're going to come back around. So I guess that's enough that I wanted to share. So I will go ahead and pass it on to Cheyenne.
Yeah, James. A whole bunch of them. I've got a retort for every one of them.
All right.
So it's kind of like, okay, oh, no, I'm trying to write this down really fast. Did you write that down really fast? First off, to address the issue of seeing them, first off, it would probably scare the average human being to see anything that looks like outside of themselves. So that's, you know, a human's fear. So I'm not going to put that on ET or aliens or anyone. And yes, I do agree that there must have been, out of all of these galaxies and all of these planets and universes, that at some point they probably did mess up something on their planets or their origin. And that's why I say we've always been called the school. You know, we're the problem solvers for the universe. Because they have a problem with their existence. They have a problem with their planet or wherever it is that they're from. So that's what I believe, you know, that they do in regards to that. Now, insofar as the breeding and so forth, Maya, that you were talking about, this was let go many, many years ago. It was released with one of the how do I put it? By one of the group, which was known as the Zetas, that they had bred with human beings, and there were hybrids that were born and still happen. And this was a proven thing. It's in papers, not newspapers. It's in medical papers, so forth and so on. If somebody wants to look into it, again, it's Zetas. That is the breed of them, and there are hybrids. Just as some believe that the angels had come down and had mated with a human being, and then they had created what's known as the Nephilim. And the Nephilim, you can find that word one time in the King James Version, Nephilim. But it was an angel that had mated with a human being. So these things I do believe in, again, that were the problem solvers. They apparently had problems where they were. So, you know, what do? You look for a solution. I'm going to also say, insofar as our government, there's a lot of things that our government doesn't tell us, and everybody, I think, knows that pretty much by now. I'm going to give you an example. When Cydonia was first found on Mars, okay, and this goes into something else that you had said, James, Mars, they're just now discovering certain things on Mars, but the way the story goes, the one that you're talking about, Marduk, Tiamat, so forth and so on, all back in that time period, yes, human beings were slaves. That's what we were created for, was to mine these different things on these different planets. That's what initially what has been said. And you can read any of Zachariah Sitchin's books, especially The 12th Planet, and it'll go into that. We were supposed to be slaves. Why would it be any different? Our own culture had slaves. My biggest thing is, why can there be one and not the other? Because we are not, for us to think that we're the only thing that exists in the entire universe, in all of the galaxies that exist, that would be a pretty much an ego trip for us to think that it's just us. There's other living things. There's other living organisms. And who knows, you know, is way out there that we still haven't even gotten to and been able to see. I'm trying to look at the next thing because you brought up a lot of points that I was going to talk about. Like I said, the DNA, the alien DNA has been found within the human DNA. And there are parts of our own DNA that do sleep, but they're waking them up. And the helixes are multiplying. And when that happens, why is it happening? What's being fed into it? Why is it multiplying the way that it is after all these years? And again, as you were saying, Maya, with the technology, my goodness, if you would look, if people would really just stop and look at the phases and the shifts just within the last 80 years alone, it's like, whoa, where did this come from? I mean, that takes us back to the Gaza Plateau when they say that, you know, there's no human equipment right now that could build those pyramids the way those pyramids were built. So to me, there had to be some type of an outside source. Same thing with the shafts, all of the shafts. They line up astronomically. So there's a lot of questions and everything. And, yes, I do believe, James, that if something like that did happen, of course it is going to be a threat to all religions, not just one, not just two, but all of religion, because all of a sudden it's going to uproot, hold it, we thought we're the only thing in creation here besides the animals that we live with on this planet. There was an occasion of a true situation. It was out in Arizona that happened with a guy that worked timber out there, and he was taken and he was brought back, and all of the testing that was done on him and so forth when he came back and everything was documented. It was an actual occurrence, not one of these things, you know, that somebody sees on a Saturday matinee or anything. I find it very interesting because I think once before we were talking about something and I said, yeah, I believe that the planet was seeded, and I still believe that. Like I said, I don't ever remember myself, even as a child, thinking that it was just me. I would be outside at night laying in the yard looking up at the sky and talking to the sky. But I don't think it's just us. And I also wanted to bring up one more thing. There is such a thing, Maya, you were talking about, you know, that they're being planted and so forth. I'll give you an example. There is such a thing as a master builder. This is known universally, okay, and it's a numerological thing. And this is what supposed took place in Egypt and still takes place to this day, that there are master builders that walk this planet, and they are the ones that help us with X, Y, and Z. But again, I don't think they have a fear of us. I think it's the other way around. If they were to be in their form, which has been seen out west and it's documented, everybody starts freaking out. Everybody, you know, that's something that they're not used to seeing. That's something that's saying, okay, you're not the only one here. So what are you going to do with that now? Because you thought you were the only one here. A lot of that, there's just a lot to go through, but I did want to touch on those before they got too far out there. But I definitely believe that they do use us or ask us, again, going back to that contract theory that you signed before you incarnate, I do believe that they have had problems. Either they're dying, their existence is dwindling, or they have had problems and have messed up their own home planet, and they've come to us and asked us to help solve certain things that they're not familiar with. Other than that, right now, that's about all I have to say. So I'll give it back to you, Maya.
Okay, and I just want to remind our listeners, this is definitely a very, very provocative discussion, as you can tell. We all have some pretty strong feelings on the matter, and we would love to hear your input. 347-838-9736. And this is Maya, and I agree with you, Cheyenne, And James, I probably didn't articulate myself as well as I should have. I don't believe that they're, hiding among us because they're fearful of captivity, but it's more what Cheyenne said. I feel that they have the ability, for example, the technology, if you will, that if we were to, even though that is kind of our human intention in general, universally, when we don't know what something is, we study it. I don't think it's so much that they're fearful that they're going to be caught. I think they have the technology and the ability to remove themselves from the situation. I feel that it's more protecting us from the chaos that would ensue. And so they're not really, it's not really a matter of being afraid. It's more like if you look at the CIA, okay, they're keeping it quiet. You know, you have to have certain security clearances because you're privy to information that if that information were to be made public, it could be misconstrued. It would be all over the news. People would create panic. So, and I also want to mention that my guides have always showed me that there are three main, if you will, three main systems and three main species. I'm using simplified terms just to make it simple. I do believe that in ancient times, very long ago, that was perhaps the agenda that we were to be used as slaves, just like Cheyenne said, and you mentioned that as well, James, that there's been slaves in, you know, just in the last couple hundred years or so. And, you know, there's still that mentality in some of the third world countries. They may not call them that, but that is, in fact, what they're doing. So we've seen that. So I'm shown that also one of the reasons why they are slowly infiltrating and they are creating, I believe that they are mating with us because, again, they're appearing to us in human form. And they're building a whole new, stronger. So what they may lack on their planet, I do support that and agree with that. What they may lack, they can find here. So it's kind of a trade-off learning experience. So I feel that there's a new evolutionary process going on. And I also believe that a lot of it just has to do with timing, is that their spiritual, if you will, their vibration, their spiritual energy is very different and higher than the average or most humans. You know, some of us in the profession, we might have, you know, we may be a little bit more in touch with that, but the average person is not that spiritually advanced. And so I believe that a lot of this infiltration versus just coming forward and saying, hello, here we're here to help you, is about divine timing and waiting for us to evolve, which I think 2014 has been an extremely important year for us universally and collectively as human beings, and the years are continuing to move in that direction. So when the time is right. So I do feel that it's all about timing. And, you know, you asked some very good questions, and I can appreciate where you're coming from, and I think that that might be mainstream view, really, what you're presenting for us this evening. And, you know, but look at it this way. Many of us believe in the angelic realm. We believe that angels exist. We believe that spiritual, those that have crossed over, can return, but what happens when most people, you know, the average person sees a shadow person or they see a ghost or they see an apparition, they're, you know, we generally fear what we don't know or understand, and so it causes a panic, even if there is no ill intention, no harm caused. Now, my guides do feel that there is a species that is trying to infiltrate, and it's almost as though there is a war between these two species. And again, I'm using simplified terms. I believe it goes a lot deeper than how I'm explaining it, but I'm just keeping it simple for the sake of the conversation and the time that we have. There is another set, and I'm shown that these, in their true form, they're all shapeshifters to a degree, but the good ones, we'll call them the good ones, the ones that are here, I believe their planet is suffering, and so they are going to get something out of this exchange, but what they have to offer us is certainly more than fair. We have just as much to gain. On the other side, the intention is extremely negative and selfish, and I believe that when they are, if they are to be shown or seen in their true form, they're extremely reptilian. And I know that Denise isn't with us this evening, but she had brought that up a couple of times about having an experience. And so I feel that that species, if you will, again, just to simplify things, that species has absolutely no concern or care whatsoever for us as a race, for the humans. Their agenda and intention is only to use our DNA and to use what we have, whatever it is. I mean, I don't know if you all remember that that science, what's it called, the Twilight Zone, where the aliens came and they figured out that the book was, it said for mankind, but it was actually a menu. And I'm kind of making a little joke. Ha-ha, everybody laugh, come on. Okay, thanks. I feel better now.
I'll laugh.
Okay. Well,
I have a guest that called in, by the way, too, not to interrupt you, Maya.
Oh, no, interrupt me.
Okay, it's Dwayne. I'm going to get him on the air. He wants to ask you a question about some type of being, I don't know, he said it, but I said, oh, hold on, Dwayne, you're going to ask him yourself, so hold on, let me go get him.
Okay.
Hi, Dwayne, you're all set. Go ahead and talk to the panel. You had a question for them?
Yeah, I was like, how would you explain Nephilim? And
Nephilim, he's saying, I think, right? Nephilim?
Yes.
The Nephilim?
Yes. Well, yes,
what is it that you're wanting to know exactly about the Nephilim? I'm not clear on what it is that you are looking for.
If you could explain those, are those aliens or are those just, I mean.
The Nephilim, the way that it is explained, and as I said, you can find it in the King James Version Bible. You'll only find the word one time. It was in there multiple times, but it was taken out. It is in there one time, and the Nephilim is where the angels had come down and had actually mated with man. And those babies that were born as a result of that are called the Nephilim.
Gotcha.
Okay, and this is Maya, and I'll give my version of what I believe. I believe that what my belief is, that is something that existed and has been transported for many thousands and thousands of years and created a life and species of its own on a completely different solar system. So I do, if you're asking, do I feel that that is an alien? Yes, I do.
Okay,
I feel that
it's
a species of alien.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yes, absolutely. And they have gone through a lot of shifts. But they've actually, and again, this is just my belief. It doesn't mean that it's right or the only way of looking at it. But my belief at this time is that through their shifts and their lessons and their life path and journey and their soul's evolution, they are on the positive side. So they would be ones, although I don't feel that they're strongly or closely involved with us right at this moment as some other species. I do feel that their intention.
Something?
Sure.
Can I ask you something, Maya? Because I found that interesting. You said that they would be on another planet or another solar system. Now, going back, because there's a lot of books a lot of books, because I've gone through 12 different religions in order to get my pastoral thing. But I want to ask, why would you think you're on another planet when here everything else that partakes in the Bible takes place on this planet?
Well, because that is, I'm not going off what my affiliation with the Bible and what I believe, my biblical beliefs, but I'm going off what my guides teach me and teachings that I've received from beings from other planets that they have shown me that they're different, and that they were given their own world, that may not have been how it started, but that's how it is now. Again, that's just my belief, and I can't say, well, I can prove it because of this and this and this. I can only say that that's what I've been taught and shown to be true, and so it resonates with me, and it feels right. So that's why I say that. And obviously,
okay,
you feel that they're earthbound.
Well, because I'm trying to keep it in the same context that the book was written. That's the only reason
I
asked that.
I'm not going by any book, so that's the difference. You're going off of a book that you feel is true to you, and I'm going off teachings that have nothing to do with any books, including the Bible.
Yeah, well, no, so that you understand, everybody understands. I'm an ordained minister, but I do not believe in just one faith in one book. I do not do that. I'm just going by what I have read in that book.
Sure. Right. Go ahead.
That's not just my belief system. I'm going by what I had read in that book and what I had learned from other things in regards to the Nephilim.
Right. So you have a lot, you have a lot, Cheyenne, that you feel strongly supports where your belief comes from. It's not something that it's not a rabbit you pulled out of your hat. No,
no.
I respect you, and I totally understand that. I'm also a licensed and ordained minister, and sometimes my teachings what my guides may show me, you know, maybe it's completely wrong and maybe it goes against the grain or the flow of a lot of what's out there, because I've been in contact with a lot of what you're referring to, and it's very strong. Some of it is almost irrefutable proof. So I certainly respect where you're coming from and understand. I guess see it differently at this time, not necessarily that it was always that way, if that makes sense. Now, is Dwayne still with us?
No, he's not, but he is listening.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make
I know
sure
he's listening. I know he's listening, so.
Okay.
And James, you have nothing to say on this? You must have something to say.
Well, you know what? I remember from going to seminary, we talked a little bit about the Nephilim. And, it's one of those things, like, I really don't have a lot of input because I'm not really certain. You know, it's not something I've studied, number one, and it's not something I really feel like I have a lot of revelation on. So no, I don't have anything to share about the Nephilim, except for, you know, it is accurate. It is found in the Bible. It's actually found in the Bible a couple times. And it's a story of angels coming down. Actually, that was one of the catalysts to the great flood that was in the Bible, was because angels had kind of made it so that the human line was not pure, and it was a purification process. That's what a lot of theologians believe. So I guess that would be my only input, but it's not really, you know, personal revelation. It's more just what I've read and studied.
Okay, well, this is Maya, and we're getting close to the end. And so I guess we can finish up with James. Did you have any other questions or anything?
Well, I have tons of questions. Oh, somebody else.
I can tell you do.
He's going to have to submit them before the show is what he's going to have to submit them to both of you, three of you, before the show so that you can thoroughly be ready to answer them. Isn't this great? And I have to interrupt and tell you, everybody in the room is having a wonderful time listening, and they are talking amongst each other, and, you know, this is really a great topic tonight. We must do this again. Okay, now I will be quiet.
I think it's been fun. Well, and you know, and the one thing I want to say is, first of all, I do believe that there are other species outside of our planetary realm that have, you know, that are you know, have consciousness and have, you know, I don't just limit it to planet Earth. I actually believe that, you know, just the very fact that the universe is so expansive, even our galaxy is so expansive, and then there are a myriad of galaxies, and, you know, and then filling our universe is just, it is only logical that there are other species out there. What I do not find logical, and this is probably because part of what I've studied is physics, is interstellar travel is not really logical to me. As you know, where are they coming from? How far away are they? You know, that sort of thing is probably why I don't really resonate with the topic very well. And then also, you know, Maya, you mentioned angels and you know, spirits and all of that type of that subject. That I really do resonate with, because I've had personal experience with those,
sure.
You know, with that energy and that vibration. And I think that that's part of the difference. You know, if I had a personal experience with, you know, a being from another planet, I would change my viewpoint, you know, in a snap. And I wouldn't be fearful, and it's not like I would feel like it's outside of the realm of possibility. It's just something I really don't have any personal revelation on. So I guess I wanted to share that. And there was one other thing that I wanted to share. I really have enjoyed the conversation. I think, you know, I think that what you've brought up is very, you know, it has been very interesting for me. I don't know that it necessarily changed my viewpoint, but it's been, you know, it's been an intriguing conversation. The one final thought that I did have is, and it kind of goes, and I know I keep going back to the same thing, why are they hidden? One thing that I feel like, and I really truly feel this in my gut, is yes, it would be chaotic if they revealed themselves, but if they have good intentions, it would also solve so many problems within humanity, because we would, you know, it's almost like we would have one thing that we could consistently believe that was once a mystery and is now not a mystery, you know, and so I feel like it would create chaos to a certain degree, but we would eventually get over that chaos. And I feel like ultimately, because a mystery has finally been revealed to humanity as a whole, it would actually have a uniting sort of factor in the revelation that a mystery has been revealed, that we're not alone, and that there are, you know, there are others out there. I think that, you know, it would actually be a benefit to humanity rather than a detriment to humanity if they were, you know, if it was revealed to us that they walk among us. So that was just a final thought that I had. And I guess with that, I just want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you to the people monitoring the chat rooms, the people on the panel today. You guys have been, you know, Maya and Cheyenne, you guys have been great, and I've really enjoyed the conversation.
And I have a question.
I have a question.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you think the pyramids were built?
That is one of those things that's a mystery.
Well, you talk to my son about it. He knows all about that. He can tell you.
You
north,
go,
south,
girl.
East, and west. And they have tunnels going to – how did they build the pyramids? Who built them?
Favorite shows is Discovery's Ancient Aliens. I love that show because it revealed – and, again, that's a mystery. But, I don't know. I mean, maybe there was technology before that we do not have now. I mean, we've been through – there's been many cycles on this planet.
Yeah.
And, there, you know, there are certainly a lot of mysteries just on this planet that we don't have revealed. And so,
I mean, it's been proven over and over and over – even with the machinery that we have in our day and time now, they could not build those pyramids that way, number one. Number two, they could not have made the shaft line up so symmetrically with the heavens, with the star constellations and so forth. They couldn't have. We couldn't do that right now with the machinery that we have.
I have a caller. Interrupt. I have Dennis on the air here who has, he's been talking in the chat room, and I've been trying to encourage him to come live on the air, and by goodness, here he is. He wants to add a little bit about all the extraterrestrials and all that kind of stuff, but yes, they do not know how the pyramids were built. To me, that's the most fascinating thing that there is. I think there's other wonders all over the world that they really think about it. They haven't. How in the heck did they take all these blocks of stone and move them? How? I don't know that we could do it now.
And they line up with the ones that are on Mars.
That's right. They're all I could get my. I should get my son on here. He could tell you all about it. He's done a lot of studies on it. But let me get Dennis on the air, okay, Maya?
Sure. Yes.
Let's,
by all means.
Okay, Dennis, you're live on the air. Go ahead and talk to the panel. I've got Maya, I've got Cheyenne, and I've got James.
Hi, Maya. Hi, James. Hi, Cheyenne. My name is Dennis. I'm Dream Master in the chat room. Your topic's, wonderful to hear that you're sharing. You know, you're discussing a lot of things that a lot of people are uncomfortable speaking about openly and freely. In regards to, don't know where to begin, but different dimensional beings, 14 negative energies living within 3D, the influence and how they present themselves on this plane. As well as the higher dimensional entities where that they really don't want to really bother us, really, because they're kind of like just beyond fourth. I do have a question. If I haven't bored you already, is
anybody... No, go ahead, Dennis.
All right, I have a question. Now, I'm kind of, like, sensitive myself. Multidimensionally plane, I kind of, float in and out of, quote-unquote, realities, per se. Different dimensions, different universes, per se, timelines and the whole bit. I got a question I'd like to ask the panel. You seem very... in tune with the subject, and my little situation is that I've had two occasions. One occasion where that I woke up in the morning and I had blood on my t-shirt about my collarbone area, and I had none on my bed sheets, none on my skin, none on the floor, nothing like that, just on my t-shirt. And that was weird. No lacerations, no scars, no nothing. But what really freaked me out was about 6-8 weeks ago, I had blood on my floor. And it was like big, big droppings of blood, like if my feet were hanging off the side of the bed and like my feet were just bleeding. Big droplets, globules. And of course, I checked my bed, I checked my feet, I checked my ears, nose, mouth, eyes, everything for anything. Nothing. And there was just blood on my floor. And I couldn't understand it. I did not understand. Nobody comes in my bedroom. Nobody leaves my bedroom. I'm just me and myself. And that's it. No pets, no nothing. No scars, no hurtings, like no bruising, no nothing. And... it's like I just woke up the next day and carry on my next day, but, there's a bunch of blood on the floor. Where'd that come from? And, I just didn't understand. So I was wondering, I spoke to a couple of people, And they were, you know, they were mentioning, you know, alien abduction, this and that, the other thing. And it's like, well, you know, sleepwalking, right? I do that too as well. But nothing unusual. This is just very strange. Someone even mentioned another possibility, but I'd like your kind of like your opinions, whatever that you might think that this might be, because this is really strange to me.
Can I ask you a question, Dennis?
Sure.
Maya, I'm sorry, were you going to go ahead?
Yeah, well, I first of all, I would like to let Dennis know that next week, Dennis, we're going to be talking about encounters with aliens as opposed to what we've discussed this evening about them walking among us. We're going to talk about the subject of abductions and encounters with aliens, with alien aircraft. So that sounds to me to be a little bit more on what you're referring to. And I just wanted to let you know that that will be the topic for next week so that you're sure to tune in, I'm sorry. And I'll go ahead, Cheyenne, and answer him if you'd like.
Okay, thanks. Dennis, I have a question to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
On these occurrences when this happened, have you noticed any new freckles on your body? Have you noticed
No markings, no nothing.
Not even a pinprick, like an ant bit you or anything?
You know, to the areas, you know, like, I can't say, you know, like, you know, I work construction landscape, and, you know, I get bumped and bruised a little bit. I kind of, like, notice my bumps and bruises, but nothing out of the ordinary, nothing that was like, oh, that wasn't there, you know, like 4 hours ago or whatever like that, no.
Okay, because from my personal experience and different things I have learned, next time this happens to you, because if it's already happened twice, it will happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Try to, the first thing you do, as soon as you notice it, examine your body. Look for anything that looks like an ant bite or, say, for instance, all of a sudden you have freckles that are appearing, and they appear in a shape.
Yeah.
But first look for the little pinprick thing that looks like an ant bite. It's just like an ant bite. Because I've heard that from so many people, and I had the experience myself when I was out west. So instead of looking for something big, you know what I mean, like your nose bleeding or you know, from your mouth or anything like that, notice your skin. Look at your skin and see if you have any markings like that on it or a sore spot.
Right, I understand what you're saying, Shan. It's the amount of blood that was left, and it there's no like, and again I'm sensitive and there was nothing that would indicate any intrusion whatsoever, you know.
Right, and that's the way it normally happens. That is the way it normally happens. You don't find it at first. I didn't find it at first. And then all of a sudden, when it kept happening, I started paying attention. And I was, like I said, at first for me, it was just these little marks that looked like an ant bite that has a little blister on the top, one of those. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting them in different shapes. As a matter of fact, at one point, I had them done to where it was the same as the constellation of Orion on my arm. So, as I said, it'll probably happen again. If you've already had it happen to you twice, just, you know, be aware of your body, not so much the major orifices, your body, your skin and things.
Right.
And believe it or not, that amount of blood will come out of that little thing.
All right, so this is, like, not unusual?
I can't talk for everybody else. For me, no, it's not unusual. And for a lot of people that I met, especially when I was out west, no, it's not unusual. Matter of fact, it happens all the time.
With not to interrupt you, Cheyenne, but we're running out of time. And what I'd like, Dennis, is I'd really like for you to call back next week because this is going to be the topic, and we all are, I'm sure, going to have a lot to share. Obviously, Cheyenne has some, you know, pretty extreme personal experiences. So would you be able to return next week and join us again? And we can, James and I, this is Maya speaking, we can give you our take on that since we'd really like to have you. Can we count on you to join us next week?
I will mark it, and I
okay.
will hope to be there next week for sure.
Okay, and I think we can have an explanation for you, or at least what we, other than what Cheyenne has answered for you, her feelings, and we definitely appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us. I'm sure that was that's a very, I mean, that can be a scary experience, and it just leaves a person wondering. And it sounds like you're going to fit right in with next week's topic. And I would say, you know, I'm not going to go into detail because we are closing, you know, we're ending the show, and we're going to be going on that topic at length. But it does sound like some type of, you know, close encounter is what I would say. And you got a lot of information from Cheyenne. So, yeah, it would be great, Dennis. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your call this evening. And please call us back next week. We'd love to chat more with you and have you on the air with us.
Well, thank you, Sam. Thank you. Yeah, I know you have to close. All right. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank you, Dennis. And be sure to call in now next week, and I'll answer the phone, and we'll be good to go. And, I think this is so exciting. I do. So I guess everybody can wrap it up here now.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. This is Maya. I'm just going to finish up by saying we're going to convince James next week. No, I'm just kidding.
Good luck.
No. James.
I'll send you telepathic pictures, James.
next week the idea and the premise and everything is actually a lot different. We're going to be talking about encounters. Anything from lights in the sky that are unexplained and the scientific data and our own personal experiences that we're going to share. And so, you know, perhaps James has a little bit different view on that versus tonight's subject. But I just want to thank everyone in the chat room, and I want to thank both of our callers, Dwayne and Dennis. We appreciate it, and we look forward to every week to having more and more people calling in and sharing their ideas and experiences. And, you know, to answer the question, do they walk among us? Yes. And I do feel that they have reasons that we may not understand, and we may not be quite there spiritually yet, collectively, to accept them coming out, if you will. If we look at other things, you know, I mean, I could bring up a lot. Of course, I want to be politically correct. But, you know, just as an example, in today's society, something like being gay is as natural as dyeing your hair, or, I mean, it's just something that you do. It's part of you. You accept. It's not considered odd or different. There was a time when, you know, we were not at a place collectively to accept things like that, or, you know, there's many other things like that. That's just the first one that comes to mind. So I feel that there is a myriad of reasons why they do walk among us, and they have not yet come forward in a universal way. And I feel that it actually, I just wanted to, I never got a chance because we got the callers, to reply or retort to you, James, that what you said makes absolute logical sense. You know, look at how much good they could do for us. However, I think it's an extremely complicated thing, and the reason why I brought up angels and spirits and ghosts is just to show that each of us are so different that my guides and my feeling is universally we have to be all at a higher place. Some of us are there, and until we reach that level, I feel like they are going to walk among us, and they're going to keep a low profile. The other thing that I just want to leave everyone with this thought, just a little something to think about, who is to say that the government has not been keeping this to a point that the public in general is being kept from knowing? Do we have the answer? Do we know? Well, I don't think any of us have the highest security clearance. As far as I know, we've got a few ministers. I think all three of us are.
Yeah,
and we've got,
so.
Okay, so, and, you know, we've got some doctorates. We've got some degrees and whatnot, but none of us work for the CIA, to my knowledge. So we don't really know, but I want to just leave you all with that thought, that there's always the possibility that the government is very aware and is working hand in hand, and it's the government, it's our own society that is keeping, if they do exist and walk among us, keeping them from coming forward. So with that, I want to wish everyone a wonderful evening. We thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room. And again, Priestess Candy, she does so much for StarPsychics.com. She really does help. And, of course, anyone that's listening, feel free to visit the site. There's many wonderful experts there, not just us on the panel, but just so many with different expertise and different tools of the trade. I'm sure you'll find someone that resonates with you. And with that, I'll say good night. And if anyone else has anything to add, go ahead. Otherwise, we'll see everyone next time.
I'd just like to say good night to everyone. And I do appreciate everybody that takes care of the room. And it was great having callers call in with their questions and things. I think the more callers that call in, the more questions that get answered for people instead of just wondering. So with that, I'll say good night. Night, James. Night, Maya. Night, Miss Natalie.
Have a wonderful evening.
Yes, yes, yes. It was awesome. And look up some stuff about those pyramids. I want to know what's going on. I'll ask my son for some details. He's fascinated by that. I mean, he knows a lot. I should get him to call
I went to the Gezer Plateau. It's great. I'm telling you, studying those is fantastic.
Yes, it really is. And we have something brand new. James, I need to get with you if you would like to do audio on the site. We'll be making a major announcement. Candy, we'll be handling that on Facebook and Twitter. Looks like launch will be tomorrow morning. After 2 years of going through all these developers, we finally found one that is just totally wonderful. You'll be able to speak to your advisor in the chat module. That's Leo. He had to put in his two cents. Speak to the advisor, and the client will be able to talk back in a good way, of course, not talk back like a little kid. And it's going to be fascinating. I have a lot of press releases going out and everything, so do come and check it out. I'm excited. I mean, it's like Tony and I have worked so very hard. All of you on the panel know that this has been kind of like a nightmare because we've been waiting so long, but it had to be perfect, and it is perfect right now. So we're very pleased. More good things coming to the site. Please, you know, come back each week and just join us. Just come in the room. And I want to thank Candy, of course. Yes, she does probably more than most people know unless I talk to you. She does Twitter. She puts us everywhere, though, and she is going to be very busy on Wednesday because I'll have so much for her to do about this new audio thing. It's going to be awesome. And, of course, and everybody that was in the room, thank you, thank you. I had quite a few in tonight. And, of course, my awesome panel, Stars Maya, who is known as Maya on the show, and Stars Dragon Spirit, who is known as Cheyenne, and, of course, our Stars James. I listen, and I'm telling you, this is just fascinating. These topics are getting better and better, so don't miss out. Watch for the announcements from Candy. She sends it all out everywhere, and you'll know when the show is going to be on again. Well, it'll be on next Monday night, of course, at 7, but you'll know exactly what the topic is. Check the Blog Talk Radio. I always post it there by Thursday. And this has just been awesome. Thank you, everyone. I love you guys very, very much. And Stars James, you need to get with me if you want to do audio because I have to test you. Love you. Love you, Maya. Love you, James.
Love you, Candy,
and everybody in the room. Thank you again. And please come back next week. This has been awesome. Bye-bye.
Bye.